Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, here's an understatement for you. Vince McMahon is a complex human being. He's many other things as well, obviously. Father, son, husband, businessman, commentator, wrestler, sex machine, 900-year-old haunted tree, do-rag ambassador, but mostly a complex human being. There's no better example of this than the bizarre trinkets he'll one day be entombed with, and thankfully, we've seen a whole lot of them on WWE programming over the years. What like, Adam? Well, calm down and I'll show you, because my name is Adam Cleary and these are 10 times Vince McMahon's real-life things became WWE props. Number 10, his ass. Yep, literally. It's worth mentioning at this point that if you've come for some sort of shocking expose, you are in the wrong list. Nobody on earth is going to relive Vinny's famous Kiss My Ass Club with a straight face. It's either creased up in giggles or just violently retching. Everyone from William Regal and Shawn Michaels to Jim Ross and even his own son has puckered up for McMahon's... I don't know, what fruit does that look like to you? Is it like a sad kiwi? There was a spell starting right after Survivor Series 2001 in which this dubious club was a mainstay of company output and something fans legitimately expected to see. Hearing Vince speak about his behind as if it was God's greatest creation was prime Vinnie Mac crack, pun very much intended, and these skits have become something of a hidden commentary on his management style. Can you imagine any other boss in the entire living world scripting something like this? You cannot, and if you can, quit your job. Number 9, William Regal's brass knucks. Now see, it's often forgotten that McMahon was actually the one who handed those trademark brass knucks to William Regal in the first place. Now look, genuinely, he snuck the weapon into Regal's mitts during an otherwise throwaway backstage segment in early 2002. Technically then, these knuckle dusters belonged to McMahon in the first place, so they just about qualify for this list. Most fans can't be expected to remember what WWE was doing before the ad break, never mind a short backstage moment like this one from nearly 20 years ago. In fact, you probably even thought that the VM inscription on them stood for Violent Mitten, didn't you? Well, no it wasn't because, I mean, well, A, I made that up, but also B, because Vince handed the knucks to Regal and it became his go-to spot during matches for years afterwards. Number 8, his private gym. Ah, so right here we have formerly over babyface funny man Otis squashing AJ Styles with a barbell during last year's Money in the Bank craziness. That spot was one of many that WWE filmed inside the private gym area of the company headquarters. Others included, you remember King Corbin smashing a mirror, and Aleister Black, whoever he was, using weight machines as launching pads. WWE shone the spotlight on this gym when it was remodeled a few years back, and some fans might even have spotted Triple H working out in it for one of those late-night social media brag things, which he does, that are normal. Vince does too, of course, because, I mean, that is literally his gym, and it's where he goes to push some iron between meetings, because, again, that's a normal thing to do. It, of course, became a memorable stopping point during that Money in the Bank 2020 carry-on. In fact, it was an early highlight of the entire match. Seeing all the boys and girls use McMahon's own gym gear like they were brawling backstage on 2K was, well, it was a big highlight of that year, and there weren't many. Number 7, his private office. Yes, we're doing the whole Money in the Bank thing now. During that same match, both AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan brawled their way into Vince's private office and had a bit of a stare down with the chief. That wasn't some hurriedly thrown together set like you're used to seeing on Raw, SmackDown, or on a pay-per-view where they just turned up at a random arena and need to make it look like for some reason they conduct their business there. Nope, it's McMahon's actual office. That's the desk he sits behind when he's at WWE HQ, and the big T-Rex fossil on the wall behind him was a gift from Triple H. Just think, Vince has used that phone on the table countless times to conduct important WWE business or just order protein-rich meals. I mean, yes, we have seen it occasionally on various WWE Network documentaries over the years, but that was the first time it turned up in an actual worked product. And in case you're just not entirely convinced that that's his real office, pay attention to the fact that it was the one room where not a single thing got broken. Number 6, the Corvette. This is the first of several admissions that Bruce Pritchard has made about Vince's personal possessions on his much-loved Something to Wrestle With podcast. According to Bruce, McMahon forked over a whopping $50,000 for the beautiful Corvette that Steve Austin filled with concrete back in 1998. $50,000. Vince had purchased the vehicle knowing full well what he was going to do with it live on Raw the following Monday. He planned to have Austin run cement into the car so that the windows would burst and totally wreck it. Then McMahon and his cronies would be filmed looking on at the damage like sad, lost little puppies. This remains one of the most memorable skits in WWE history, and it definitely added another edge to the well-established McMahon vs. Austin feud. I mean, as flexes go, buying a 50 grand car purely to destroy it on television is... well, it's up there. Number 5, his limousine. Lord only knows how much his limo cost by comparison, but Vince wrecked that too. In typically elaborate McMahon fashion, WWE elected not to just rig up a basic shell with no interior for the famous explosion angle in 2007, but instead, they blew up an actual functioning limousine that had ferried the boss to and from buildings many, many times. In other words, Vince's insatiable lust for purchasing expensive vehicles and then just ruining them in front of the cameras had struck again. At least the limo, unlike the Corvette Austin wrecked, had actually been driven a few times before it bit the dust. Of course, WWE's violent explosion gimmick proved pointless in the end. It was supposed to write McMahon off television for good, but... well, we all know what happened next, and we all know he had to come back, and we all know which former US president had to ring him up because he thought he was actually dead. Number 4, Vince's private jet. When it comes to writing great TV, money is no object when... let me check my notes here. Ah yes, when you're an actual billionaire. For more proof, how about the time D-Generation Jokers Triple H and Shawn Michaels spray-painted DX, oh those boys, in huge letters all over Vince's private jet. You know, a plane that had cost the better part of $30 million. The stunt was part of the Rebel Group's bid to piss McMahon's character off as much as possible. DX painted the jet, pulled the same trick on WWE headquarters, and then messed around with Vince's as yet unexploded limousine. The private jet prank, though, is the one that lives longest in the memory bank because I have recently purchased a 50-pound rug for my living room, and if anybody so much as even goes near that in a pair of shoes, I have kittens. I mean, yes, admittedly, it is quite easy to just repaint a jet as opposed to, say, unexploding a limousine, but still, Vince putting his own personal property out there for everyone's entertainment deserves... well, not respect, but what's the other thing? What's the thing that's like respect but you give rich people? Attention, that's it. Number 3, his home and pool. The original Million Dollar Man sketches created for Ted DiBiase's genius heel character in 1987 are timeless. Ted, Virgil, and producer Bruce Pritchard must have had a riot shooting these vignettes, and Pritchard has since revealed that some of them were filmed on location at Vince's own house. That is his own pool you can see in the background. It's often been said that the character was simply an extension of McMahon's real-life personality to begin with, and this fact lends credibility to that idea. DiBiase was scripted to pretend that he was chilling out at his own lush pad and poolside during all these videos, but they actually belonged to his boss. Vince maybe even got a kick out of seeing his home and possessions become personal property of the Million Dollar Man on his own show. Nobody watching at the time could have known that Ted was kicking around McMahon's backyard, so again, in a way, big flex. Number 2, an evil villain cape. Those same fans would have had absolutely no idea that DiBiase was actually donning Vince McMahon's own cape either, because, well, I mean, who owns a f***ing cape? It is true, though, Ted needed something that would make him look like the world's first vampiric wrestling millionaire, and McMahon had, I can't stress this enough, McMahon had his own cape. More timeless Million Dollar Man skits saw DiBiase picking up his custom Million Dollar belt, and the final one featured a cape. Vince McMahon's personal own cape that he owned because... I mean, in hindsight, the fact that DiBiase tossed around the red underlining of the cape and stood wide-eyed and manic in disbelief at the magnificent creation on the counter in front of him, then threw in a few trademark evil laughs, before announcing his mission was complete, is only slightly less mad than the fact Vince McMahon owned his own cape. Number 1, Drew McIntyre's sword. Yep, really disappointed I've already used up my disbelief gimmick on this one on a cape when the next entry was a sword. Drew McIntyre has said publicly that the sword he debuted on the 16th of November 2020 episode of Raw genuinely belongs to Vince McMahon. Not in the way that technically everything on the show belongs to Vince, because they're all ultimately WWE props and thus property of the company and its owner. No, 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 no. That's his own sword from home. Drew was all happy to stride out looking like some kind of muscle-bound Mel Gibson in his kilt, but he believed they needed something more. Vince suggested a sword. And of course, naturally, when the props department turned around and said, yeah, really nice idea, but obviously we don't have a massive sword lying around, Vince said, that's fine, because he did. And just like that, Drew had a claymore worthy of his heroic Scottish warrior gimmick. That same sword is the one that McIntyre plunges into the stage every single Monday on Raw. McMahon just happened to have it lying around his house, which is perfectly normal and sane. Officer, I don't know why you're looking at me like that. That noise from the basement, what are you It's probably just the pipe. Sit down, relax.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.